This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're the survivors. Owen Stroyer's on the border. We'll be out in an hour. War Room, 3 p.m. Central. How can you be sitting there? I'm going to get a quick report from him of what's coming up next. Then we're going to go to your phone calls, Carlos, Lisa, and Paul, before Jay Dyer takes over. When every time I look around, the people suffer in the suffering in every way. Shut out the third world, starve to death, and flood us with them. All part of their plan. All right, real quick here, as I get back to work, Owen, you're going to do your show in less than an hour. So much coming up. The whole site's peppered with your incredible reports. What else are you looking at? What else do you expect to cover?
Well, they still have tens of thousands. I mean, really, it's hundreds of thousands, but there's tens of thousands right at the border on the Mexico side. They're going to be trying to get in today, tomorrow, over the weekend. And this is being highlighted from journalists both on the Mexico side and the American side.
And let's be clear, now, they load them at night. They load them at night to just sneak them in. That yes, our exactly. government isn't just letting that. It happen. They're facilitating it.
100%. It's undeniable. We already proved that back in 2021, and nothing has ever stopped.
If you filed like 50 reports or something. Which one's the most powerful? Because I tried to watch them all. They're all amazing. What's the most powerful?
You know, we just put up, Rob Dew just put together an excellent compilation report on band.video of all the activity from last night. But quite frankly, there was so much activity that actually he's going to release a part two that he's working on now. But it's three busloads coming in and out. And then, you know, it's just so pathetic, Alex, that we just sit here and take this. And so, you know, I basically give the media the what for not reporting on this accurately. I give the Border Patrol the what for and the how to as we watch them just load up the illegal immigrants and then block the American media. I think that has to be the most shocking thing, Alex, is that we had Border Patrol blocking the American media from filming. What the hell is that? What in the hell? I've never seen that. They literally pull up their SUVs, pull up their trucks in front of the media so that you cannot.
No, they get in your face and tell you to stop talking. Oh, and we're not going to stop talking. Yep. Band.video, MadMaxWorld.tv, all the reports. Great job. Be safe, brother.
Thank you.
Great job. Amazing to see him and Savannah down there. All right, Carlos in Canada. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, Carlos.
I'll talk to you a little bit about artificial intelligence. Because it's a balloon that has to be pricked. However, we won't have much time about that. So I'll
hold you over if need be. Jade Iris, good. We're going to skip some breaks so he gets more time. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, if it's about artificial intelligence, I'll tell you that I once developed a semantic analysis program having cognitive psychology experience. And so what I wanted to tell you is that I came to the conclusion that you really have to have artificial intelligence. It has to be adaptive. And if it resembles in any way human intelligence, it has to be have errors, has the capacity to interpret and misinterpret things. If it misinterprets things, then you might as well find an intelligent expert in every area field, and then you don't need artificial intelligence like that. So the other thing is this, artificial intelligence, as they are progressing to it in an adaptive form, has already mutated. It has already mutated into fake intelligence. Because if you were to ask...
exactly. They now admit all the major stuff was leftist AI programmed. It's mentally ill. They've built a mentally ill AI.
Yeah, and what are you going to do at that time? Are you going to call an artificial intelligence psychiatrist? Please, give me a break. Please. No.
It has psychosis from the beginning.
Yeah, you have this program, it's so superior. I remember in the 70s, people say, we run it through the computer, and computer says, and you're supposed to believe because the computer said, and then people realize with time, hey, garbage in, garbage out, right? So in this instance, I'm not saying that it's garbage in or garbage out. What I'm saying is that AI, the moment that it becomes adaptive and it becomes super intelligent, it has to be truthful. And if you ask it...
You just said the key. Only truth can take it to the next level. That's why... Oh, wow, this is so sophisticated. 60-second break. Stay there, Carlos. We'll go to Alicia, and then Paul, and then Jay Dyer takes over.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. Back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Bull Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, should it go back to full price, it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Bull Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless.
They're shipping.
But my
hundreds of thousands of children into sex slavery right now.
By the end of the
hour. And calling it humanitarian.
We forward in this.
So sick. Carlos, and then Alicia in Arizona. Carlos, finish your point.
Thank you, Alex. I'll be brief. I just wanted to mention to you that if artificial intelligence is ever going to be playing any part, then it has to be truthful, because the moment it tells a lie, which is a human intelligence-like, then it's not reliable anymore. If you ask it, is there a God? And God says, and artificial intelligence says, of course there is God. You know why? It says, why? Because God is something. And nothing, if there was nothing, then you and I would be talking about God. How's that? So all of a sudden you flip and you say, you're right. God is something.
Exactly. It's a concept that, exactly, it's real regardless.
Right. And so to finish on this, it's already become a fake intelligence. Because the moment you ask it, who killed President Kennedy, and it gives you blah, blah, or if you say, which political party is better, this one or that one, and it gives you blah, blah, you're going to have the leaders of this pseudoscience try to edit artificial intelligence, not to say this, not to say that, not to say that, not to interpret this, not to interpret that. With that garbage, that's not artificial intelligence, that's fake intelligence. You want true artificial intelligence? Get a calculator. Multiply, get mortgage rates. That's accuracy. You're not going to have that kind of accuracy with an adaptive, human intelligent copy. That's all I wanted to say.
Beautifully said. Our imperfection is our perfection. Thank you, Carlos. Amazing. Alicia, in Arizona, last caller before Jay Dyer takes over. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Listen, inside the New World Order now, I tell you.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a little bit overwhelming, to say the least. I'm calling because I live in Arizona, and we're definitely a border state. And I have been following various prophecies for the last 30 years, and some of the prophecies state for what they call a red invasion through Nicaragua, which that was stated in 1987.
Well, sure, that's Red Dawn, that's Rex 84. It's and it's not like they're all communists, but they're all with cell phones under leftist control. It's the political red invasion. We're looking for Russian tanks or Chinese jets. No, it's people.
Right, right. And that's what it was, you know, talked about anyway. But my concern is the H.R. 645 mandate that they introduced when Obama was in office in 2013, and they put into law, and then the H.R. 390, which is the National Emergencies Act. What do you feel like? Do you think it's going to be a FISA where they're going to initiate martial law. I mean, he sent 1,500 military to the border.
Well, they won't call it martial law. They'll call it a civil emergency. But, yes, we're already in an emergency. COVID was about training us for the next emergency. They're preparing a new monetary system. They're preparing all these new – we get so confused and so upset, we accept what they do when they bring it in.
Correct. And that's, like, one of the largest spies off that the government has been putting in place. And I just wanted to know what your feelings were about the coming FEMA camps. I mean, I know we have several few here in
Arizona.
And
they primed that with the COVID camps all over the world. Exactly.
Yeah. And so one of the interesting things is I talk to people about this all the time and their eyes bug out of their head. And I'm like, listen, they just keep rewriting it and rewriting it.
Well, that's because they've lived in freedom so long, like a dodo bird, they can't believe they're being attacked. Thank you so much for the call. Thank you for holding. You're amazing. Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, author, researcher, expert on the New World Order, takes over right now. And then in 50 minutes, Owen Schroyer from the border. So important this gets out, Paul Revere's. Everybody tune in, MadMaxWorld.tv, Biden border collapse, Biden border collapse today. We're covering at 3 p.m. Central. The next 50 minutes, Jay Dyer takes over.
Welcome to the fourth hour. This is Jay Dyer. As Alex said, glad to be back, glad to be here. You know, we've been getting deep into the history of British intelligence, the British Empire. Cecil Rhodes's last will and testament, actually I have that right here with me somewhere. But what we're going to talk about today is more of what you heard Alex talking about, I think, in the first hour, which is this figure of Dr. John Coleman and the Tavistock Institute. But before that, I want to give us a reminder of how we got to where we are in terms of this, the erection of this shadow government, this deep state. Where did it come from? How did it get here? Well, remember that the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Milner Group, the Rothschild-Rockefeller combine decided that there could be a model in the U.S. for how to run an empire of an inner circle and an outer circle, the society elect, and then the helpers, that super class that you heard Alex talking about with Rothkopf. That is modeled on this steering committee inner-outer party model that comes out of the Milner-Fabian circles. And so this is also known as the Cecil Block. In 1909, the Milner Group created MI6, and it was chaired first by the Milnerite Secretary of War, Richard Haldane. Its first chief was Mansfield Cumming, who was appointed by FO Undersecretary Charles Harding, protege of the Cecil Block founder, Lord Salisbury. And Cummings is the guy that would sign everything as C. So he was the head of British Secret Intelligence Service at this time. And if you've watched James Bond, you know he has a handler, M. That's representing this Cummings character who would sign everything just as C. They just changed it to M in Fleming's novels. In 1940, the Milner Group was headed by Lord Lionel Curtis, who was in charge of the Foreign Office and controlled MI6. Lord Halifax was at this time Foreign Secretary, and fellow Milnerite member Lord Lothian was British Ambassador to the United States. It was a part of the Milner Group's expansion when they set up an American station called the BSC, the British Security Coordination. This became a kind of black ops operation, and at this time they were concerned about the fact that the U.S. was still isolationist. Now, if you remember, isolationism was a term that the Tavistock Institute came up with to weaponize and to use groupthink to make Americans feel bad for not wanting to participate in foreign conflicts and European wars. So they began with Wellington House, the British intelligence warfare outfit back at World War One, coming up with this idea. That was Arnold Toynbee and other figures. And then they morphed into the Tavistock Institute that then utilized this technique of weaponizing words to make you feel bad, to make you go along with groupthink. And there was a famous figure. No, I can't find the book, but Walter Lippmann's Public Opinion book, which I had here with me somewhere. But Lippmann in 1920 wrote Public Opinion, and he wrote that several years before Bernays wrote Propaganda. Now, both of these texts, again, come out of the Tavistock Institute. So when we think of intelligence services and this kind of stuff, we think of them as doing James Bond stuff or policing and keeping America safe, fighting terrorists. And that's not really what these people do. They're engaged in culture control, culture war, in a bad sense, and essentially steering public opinion and steering people's thought processes, mainly through mainstream media. And so in 1920, Walter Lippmann wrote Public Opinion, and that was about how they could control the masses through polls and polling. Because through groupthink, nobody would want to be seen as an outsider, so everybody would opt for being part of the group. And so they utilized their intelligence assets and their people in media, all throughout media. So this idea of Operation Mockingbird, which comes out later on in the U.S. in the 70s, 80s, Woodward, Bernstein, all that kind of stuff. That's actually an older British style of buying up and controlling the press. And so if you read Dr. Carol Quigley, he talks about how the oligarchs, the super elite in the U.K., they actually bought up most of the universities and the press. They controlled most of that in the time of Lord Rothschild, Lord Milner, and Cecil Rhodes. So they already controlled the academic university system, and that's where they would recruit people. So Oxford, Cambridge, Eton, London School of Economics, these are all entities created by, fostered by, and run by these groups, especially the London School of Economics, which is created by the Fabians, as we know. So this becomes recruiting ground, just like in the U.S. The recruiting grounds are Harvard, Yale, Skull and Bones. That's where we get the OSS and the CIA figures. But this British Security Coordination Office is really crucial. So when we come back, I want to talk about that a little bit, because that is the basis for how America was turned into a foreign policy police engine rather than a so-called isolationist nation. So this goes back to World War One and the failures of Woodrow Wilson for the globalists. He did get a lot of things done for them, but he also failed in certain ways. This is the Alex.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Sexual entrapment. All right, this is the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis, and we are covering the history of media and how it relates to the intelligence services and the national security state and apparatus, how this is patterned on the British model. If you go to my channel a couple of days ago on YouTube, I did a 3-hour lecture, and I did it because I found this excellent documentary from, it looks like maybe from the 90s, and believe it or not, it's actually narrated by Charlton Heston. And it's an excellent documentary, and I've actually found several of these, and they look like old History Channel documentaries. I'm not exactly sure, but they're great because even though they're just sort of mainline documentaries, you've got Charlton Heston on there explaining the whole history of how this all went down. So all this stuff that people think is, quote, conspiracy theory, they think it's, made up, it's tinfoil hat, it's not theory, it's actually just history. This is a completely mainline history documentary series. I think it's called Cold War Espionage, something like that. But I did a whole 3-hour commentary on this video. You should go watch it if you want the deep dive, the really, really deep dive. Because Charlton Heston goes into detail about this British Security Coordination Office and how they sent over this curious, nefarious figure named William Stevenson. And he was a Canadian intelligence guy who was recruited ultimately by British intelligence. And they gave him an office at Rockefeller Plaza to set up this British Security Coordination Office. And the purpose was to ensure that the United States would be fully enmeshed and involved in the British side of World War II. Because even at this time, a lot of United States opinion was against being involved in another war. We didn't want another world war. And so people didn't want to be involved. So William Stevenson said, all right, we're going to have to set up a means by which we can bring everybody into this war. And the first thing they did was they got FDR and others to sign off on the OSS, which is the secret security service, the secret inner core shadow government, you could say, which would be operating in the style of the shadow government of the security services in the United Kingdom, in the UK. And this, again, where does this come from? People say, how do you get, this coronation, for example, with Charles, how do you link that to the World Economic Forum and corporations? Because it seems to me that aren't corporations and British monarchy and royalty, is it that antithetical? Wouldn't that be opposed to one another? No, the origin of modern corporations is the British East India Company. And as Alex mentioned in hour one, their merger with the Dutch East India Company. And out of those corporate governance models, that was really what was kind of the engine of the British Empire when the British Empire was at its peak, was this inner corporate government. That became the model for Cecil Rhodes to set up his British South Africa Company, which was basically a slave labor operation where you enslave the locals and you have a monopoly on diamonds, De Beers, etc. That's how the model of the Cecil Rhodes control structure happened. That became the model of how the inner party of the Society of the Elect that he talks about in his last will and testament of Cecil Rhodes. All right, so this is an actual thing. This is where we get Rhodes scholars. Okay. Bill Clinton was a Rhodes Scholar. What is that? Where does that come from? It comes from Cecil Rhodes. And what was he all about? He was all about setting up what I'm talking about. The idea of a Anglo-American Atlantis' power block structure that would run the world. Now, a lot of people hear that and they think, well, that's what's wrong with that? That's us. That's us running. No, you understand that this is a super 0.01% technocratic banking and corporate elite that believe in Malthusianism. So it's nothing to do with you. It's not America. It's a inner party structure that uses these things as cutouts, as fronts. So you think about the mafia, you know, using a laundry service or a garbage disposal service like Tony Soprano does. Those are cutouts, fronts, right, for something else. From the vantage point of these people, the whole country is a cutout. It's a tool for this operation, for this engine. That's why America's foreign operations and foreign wars don't serve America's interests. That's why things don't get better as we engage in more and more of this. Things get worse because it's nothing to do with benefiting a nation state. What's the lecture that the guy, the oligarch magnate, the Vanguard BlackRock magnate guy in the movie Network, Jensen? You remember when he gives that speech to Howard Beale? Because Howard Beale is the angry TV man who's going on these rants. And Jensen, who's doing the corporate merger, taking over the network and selling it to some other big corporate entity, he says, you have messed with the primal forces of nature. There are no nations anymore. There are no people groups. There's one corporation that is coming. And that corporation, he says, a lot of people forget what all is actually in that corporate. It's called the corporate cosmology speech. Right? It's a very famous film clip. He says that what's coming is a corporate installed global technocratic government. And that corporation, that one corporation, Mr. Beale, he says, will give everybody their kibbles and bits. Everybody will get tranquilized. Everybody will be drugged. Everybody will have their entertainment from Megacorp. He says, that's the future, Beale. And he says, and human beings are essentially humanoids. He says, they are not actually human anymore. And we have absolutely every intention of mutating them to no longer be human, he says. They will be cogs in this global technocratic system. So that's the link between the coronation of Charles and corporate governance. They're all part of the same structure. And all the Christian LARPing and trappings of that coronation service have nothing to do with Christianity whatsoever. From the vantage point of the state or from the corporate state, those are just other brands to be controlled and used. Christianity is a brand to be used to control people. Yes, this is an excellent scene. Is it possible to play that scene? I don't know if do we have time to play the speech because it really hammers home everything that I'm saying. Is that can we do that or is it not doable? I know it was kind of improv here. What's that? Yeah, so maybe when we come back from the break, we can play this amazing sequence. And if you've seen the movie, you'll remember this. It's one of the most memorable scenes probably in all cinema history. And he's pictured at the end of this table because he's sort of a godlike figure, right? We are down here with Beale as this, far removed from the elite, this Vanguard BlackRock sort of CEO character who's giving Beale the angry TV man who's ranting about, you know, everything being messed up. He's giving him the speech that social Darwinism is what runs the world. And that's the philosophy of the British Empire, right? They're the ones that gave us social Darwinism. And he says that we will rule because we have the Darwinian impetus to rule. And that rulership will be to create a completely homogenized, standardized humanity. In other words, everything that's in Brave New World, right? Because you don't have individuality in Brave New World. He says that the enemy here is the individual, Mr. Beale. The individual is the competitor to the global market that has to be stamped out. And we will homogenize human beings. And we will tranquilize them. And we will mutate them into being cogs. Being programmed, right? He says they will be programmed robots. And the Faye Dunaway character in the movie represents what Jensen is talking about here, if you've seen the film, right? She is the humanoid. right? She has a love affair, and her lover doesn't understand her because he's an older guy, older generation. He says, you are a humanoid. You're not human anymore.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and I won't have it! Is that clear? You think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back! It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity, it is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrol dollars, electoral dollars, multi-dollars, Reichmarks, rims, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
And by the way, he atones by being assassinated. That ends up being his atonement here.
Your little 21-inch screen. And howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today. What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts, statistical decision theories, min-max solutions, and compute the price-cost probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale.
Operates like a giant corporation.
The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the
corporate cosmology.
Immutable bylaws of business.
Social Darwinism.
The world is a business, Mr. Beale. It has been since man crawled out of the slime.
As we said, social Darwinism.
And our children will live, Mr. Beale, to see that perfect world in which there's no war or famine.
Here you go. Here is 1984 Brave New World as the corporate plan.
One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men
BlackRock Vanguard
serve a common profit in which all men will hold a share of stock.
UBI.
All necessities provided.
UBI, basic income, is not the Coon Pod, Smart City.
All boredom, amused.
Metaverse, Matrix.
And I have chosen you, Mr. Beale, to preach this evangel.
So it's a new gospel.
Because you're on television, dummy. 60 million people watch you every night of the week.
Notice that you can see Beale, but his face is blacked out, like he's unseeable. And he says, I've seen the face of God.
You just might be right, Mr. Beale.
That evening, Howard Beale went on the air
there
to preach the corporate cosmology of our day.
So as you can see, the corporate cosmology speech actually lays out a Brave New World scenario. And this Brave New World scenario includes something akin to a Great Reset scenario, right? This is the idea where to bring about a total state of peace, global peace, we're going to have to get rid of a large portion of humanity. Now, that's not really mentioned in that movie. That movie's not about Malthusianism per se, but it is about a future technocracy that is coming that mass media serves as the engine to convince people of. And throughout the film network, the 1976 film, it actually portrays the media as a quasi-religious thing. Howard Beale, as you know, if you've seen it, he's kind of presented more and more as a kind of a TV preacher. Now, he's not actually preaching a religious theology, In fact, he actually says at one point that he's teaching kind of a quasi-New Age philosophy where he says that he's discovered his inner light, his prana, he says. And so his job is to get you angry, to get you agitated, to get you upset. And the whole film, I mean, I'm not saying that he doesn't, you know, have good points when he does his lectures and his rants. He does. I mean, his lectures are really good. The rants are really good. But the film is actually a satire of the godlike status and place of media as an engine for mind control. And as we pointed out many, many times, the heads of media, when it comes to CBS, ABC, and eventually NBC, they were all from wartime intelligence. They were OSS people. Sarnoff, Haley, and others. And eventually they started bringing in consulting men, admin, consulting agency men, Lipman, Sullivan, Cromwell, lawyers, right, Wall Street. They all sort of combine. That becomes the focus and the locus of the energy behind the original security services in the United States as people recruited out of these entities and these institutions. Originally, it was a lot of just millionaires, playboys, these kinds of figures in the days of, war adventuring war heroes in the days of Donovan and others. And then it turns into more and more of a corporate structure. And so there's a sort of a merger between Wall Street and the intelligence agencies because, as Dr. Anthony Sutton says, the corporate sphere, the economic sphere, they're very perceptive and good at understanding how to see other countries as potential markets. So the real motivations for the Bolshevik Revolution ultimately weren't about bringing about communist ideology and equality. There were a lot of communist people that were dupes really believing the ideology. But that was actually funded and fostered by very wealthy Wall Street corporations, all run out of New York City, as Sutton proves in his book. So what does that mean? Well, that means that the whole purpose of the ideological changes serves a corporate agenda. But that's just one level of understanding this. That's like, even people like Noam Chomsky, who's a kind of a gatekeeper, he understands that level of this. There's a level beyond this, which is this inner party structure that we're talking about, that Quigley writes so extensively about in his books as a member of. He's not at the top of the pyramid, but he's an outer sort of archivist, historian, trainer for this group, training the Rhodes Scholars people like Bill Clinton, who would then be kind of given a place in this power structure through the Clinton Foundation and so forth, right, as well as Hillary. They serve this agenda of a future global order. So it's not even about just promoting wars for pay to play, right? Hillary talked about that in her emails. Remember that? She wrote an article for Brookings Institute saying that if we go in, we can get Gaddafi's loot. And if you donate to my campaign, I'll divvy it up for you, right? That's pay to play stuff. A lot of people know about that, right? But it's even beyond that, right? It's not just about running big money scams and laundering money and all that. That's a big part of the system, sure. But there's an even longer term plan that we've talked about so much, which is technocracy. And that's based around global reset. That is the Great Reset. That is what Davos, the World Economic Forum, promote publicly. And Klaus and Davos were set up as another one of these arms of these steering committees, the institutes, kind of like Bilderberg. Klaus used to be at Bilderberg, set up by Kissinger and the Harvard Project, the CIA. That's who set up Klaus and all that. So when King Charles goes on Klaus's podcast, which he did a couple years ago, and said, this is our opportunity here to grasp the Great Reset and utilize this COVID for Great Reset. That is the same.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The House Jones Show. You know, we've been talking about the meaning and significance of the coronation and how, you know, Charles represents the head of His Majesty's Secret Service and the British Secret Service, which operates, you know, not just in the UK, but also everywhere else, just sort of like the FBI operates domestically and then the CIA operates everywhere else in the U.S. And this control structure is modeled in a very similar way to the British Empire because of what we were talking about, these agents and these people that were sent over to really help set up this national security state, which is more of a private shadow government answerable only to corporate elites and not subject to the laws of the land. And that's why there's so much corruption in the country, is that these are the people that are really kind of running and steering the country, not you, not the elected officials. Now, there is still a degree of, you know, control at the local level when it comes to politicians and whatnot. But even those are fast being subverted. And I think there's a kind of a death knell sort of grasping when it comes to the election of the president. And we see some of that with people, you know, reacting by electing Trump. And I think that, you know, Trump is still speaking to that grassroots base that is figuring out something's wrong with the country. And even RFK Jr., right, is saying a lot of the same things that resonate with people that are figuring things out. So, you know, what his motives are, whether he's going to be a viable candidate, I don't know about that. But, you know, we see Trump capitalizing on the anger at his CNN event as well, really calling it out. And we hopefully Trump can continue with, you know, pushing through real stuff and not giving in to kind of letting the swamp run things. So, you know, I would say that hopefully we can still see a glimmer of hope, even at the national presidential level, with the candidates that are at least speaking a lot of truth, right? And I think if we don't expect too much, we can't expect the president to really fix everything. But what's great is that even without the president being able to necessarily fix things, a lot of truth is coming out through both Trump and RFK Jr. And so I think that's the that's the bright side of all this, is that they do get to speak a lot of truth. But you see this pageantry and all this was basically just a kind of more of a Masonic ceremony with a, you know, Christian trappings. And you have all the other world religions there reading scriptures and doing prayers with Hindus and Buddhists and Muslims. And you know, the standard sort of ecumenist approach to religion, not really Christianity, but with Christian trappings and pageantry and costumes, sort of a LARPing exercise. And if you know the history of the British elite, you know, as Alex always points out, you know, these are Saxe-Coburg Gotha. They're not Anglo-Saxon, you know, native Albion people. They, according to Charles himself, come from Romania. I'm not dissing Romanians, but you know, this celebration here has nothing to do with anything that relates to the native British people. And that's why, you know, this family and these rulers have been disastrous for the native United Kingdom Albion people. And it's just really sad because, you know, these people are part of the corporate internationalist superstructure that we've been talking about, the oligarchical elite. And I want to add, too, that, you know, if you go over to my YouTube channel, Jay Dyer on YouTube, you'll notice that at the very top is a deep breakdown of the movie Network, which we were referencing in the last segment. So if you want a longer deep dive, we go into depth on that. But right below that is my deep dive on the history of the intelligence services. So see that right there at the top? The real story of the intelligence agencies with that chick with the gun there. Go watch that, because that's a 3-hour breakdown of what we're talking about right now. This right here, this 3-hour breakdown. I go really deep into the Charlton Heston documentary that gets into the history of all this. And I want to remind you, too, that if you go to my website, yeah, there's my channel. If you go to my website, you can get this at the shop. See that shop button right there at the top left. You get signed copies of all my books. This is my 660 pages of all of my essays the last 10 years in terms of theology, geopolitics, the New World Order, philosophy. It's all in this 660-page book, and you get signed copies at my website. So all the copies are signed. And, yes, I still have all of my older books as well. The Esoteric Hollywood is still there. So you can get part one, the classics, part two, going deep, deep, deep into movies, kind of like what we did with Network. So if you enjoy the deep dive that we did with the movie Network on my channel, you can also get deep dives into countless other films in those two books, and they're all signed copies. So again, this secret Milner Rothschild Rhodes inner circle clique of the British Empire that was the real powerhouse behind the British Empire, they were intent on bringing America back under its fold. And one of the things that Cecil Rhodes had an idea to do was he said, you know, look at the Jesuits. The Jesuits have this sort of commitment to an international entity, the papacy, the Roman Catholic Church. He said, why don't we utilize that structure? And Quigley talks about this in the Anglo-American Establishment. There's a whole section where he talks about Cecil Rhodes using the Jesuits as the model. He says that, you know, Rhodes realized that the Jesuits were a kind of international intelligence agency. The Vatican had this international intelligence agency operative for centuries, right? Even before the Jesuits, you could argue that the Vatican was kind of international corporate intelligence agency. So maybe even the British East India Company is modeled on a kind of a prior corporate structure like the Vatican. And that's covered in detail in the lectures that we've done through the Operation Gladio book, the connection between the CIA, the Vatican, the Mafia, and the particularly the Vatican Bank, right, and the P2 lodges. Now, if you go into that lectures that we've done on that and on these books, you're going to see that this is how the world really works. It doesn't work as we think what's out there in public purview. It's actually run by wealthy people, and not just wealthy people. I'm not a communist or a Marxist. I'm talking about extremely powerful, extremely wealthy people like these people. Now, I don't think Charles is at the top of the pyramid, right? You can find pictures of certain people above him putting their finger in his chest telling him what to do. But this family has, I think, billions of dollars in land and holdings. So they certainly do have a lot of wealth and power. They are up there on the power structure. And they're all openly Malthusian. Right. Countless quotes. It's not a conspiracy theory. They talk about it. I wish I could come back as a virus and kill off humanity. Can't you guess? Can't you guess? Don't you know? I mean, they talk about it. Right. And their cohorts, the people that they made an alliance with in the U.S., the Rockefeller family, Carnegie family, Vanderbilts, Oppenheimers, Guggenheim, all of those wealthy oligarchic robber baron families in the U.S. who made this alliance that makes up the Anglo-American establishment, the Eastern Seaboard elite in particular, they also, shocker, 100% across the board, all believe in Malthusian dysgenics, all of them. So that's how we get things like the last 3 years of COOF and this giant black ops operation of trying to get a billion people or more to take this experimental genetic therapy, quote unquote, bioweapon. It's because they're Malthusian. They have this attitude. And the people that run the corporations are all in the same groups as these people. That's why the people that go to Bilderberg go to Trilateral Commission. And they also go to the CFR. They're all part of the same steering committees. And this is all public. It's all on record. It is not a conspiracy theory. That's the amazing thing, is that all of this is in public purview, hidden in plain sight. Hidden in plain sight is also a kind of a tactic, a technique that Tavistock talked about. And I mentioned these earlier, but this is not about hidden in plain sight, but here's what I've been telling you, right? Walter Lippmann, Public Opinion. This is about how he wrote this in 1920, even prior to Edward Menezes' famous book on propaganda. Walter Lippmann wrote about controlling people through mass media in 1920. So you think there's a conspiracy theory? Well, the people who run this, the people who produce studies for the Rand Corporation, for the CIA, for the CFR, right? Which is what Tavistock does. They produce research and R&D for the power structure. It's just one of many. It's the premier psychological warfare think tank using behavior modification. That's what this is, behavior modification on a mass scale. And, his cohort who wrote Propaganda, Bernays, right, 5 years later, said about this guy that we are controlled by an elite that most people don't know about. Most people don't know who Walter Lippmann is. But yet, in the very first page of Propaganda, which is one of the most famous books on this topic by Edward Bernays, we are controlled by an invisible government, a ruling power that has nothing to do with the elected officials. This is the logical result of so-called democracy. We're not a democracy. Republic is not a democracy. Different things. But this invisible government, he says, constitutes the true power structure, and nobody even knows the names of
radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.